If we're at the Oyster Bar and we're in Louisiana, when we talk about trying something new, we're usually not talking about the oyster. New might mean sampling a cocktail sauce with a little extra mojo in it, or maybe even field testing some new jokes the shucker picked up. But for the oyster itself, we know exactly what to expect. It will be a Gulf oyster, and we know that taste by heart. It's an oyster in its prime as the season grows colder, much less so in summer, a bargain most of the time, and practically a giveaway during the right happy hour. That's the way it's been here for a long time. But lately, there's been a change in the type of Gulf oyster showing up on some New Orleans menus. It's a homegrown oyster from local waters, but one bred to be different from the old reliables. These are farm-raised oysters, sometimes pitched as premium oysters, and often listed on menu cards and oyster bar blackboards by their geographic names. Caminata Bay, Champagne Bay, and Beauregard Island oysters, all from around Grand Isle. Or Isle Dauphine oysters, and the evocatively named Murder Point oysters, coming in from Alabama. They look different, with thinner, lighter-colored shells. Crack one open, and the cup of the shell, that bowl in which the oyster sits, is deeper and rounder. Most importantly, they taste different. The ones I've downed lately have been full and rich, subtly floral, a little creamy, and most of all, robustly salty, even in summer. The different look and taste comes from different growing conditions. Instead of being dredged from a reef as usual, they're cultivated in floating cages, tumbling around in the current and thriving in saltier conditions, safe in the cages from the predators that would normally devour them in salt water. Now, the term farm-raised isn't always a selling point when it comes to seafood, but oysters are different than shrimp or tilapia. The idea behind farm-raised oysters isn't to grow as much as possible, but rather to produce them in optimum conditions. The goal is a Gulf oyster that isn't just a buy-the-sack commodity, but one that gets the same kind of billing as the vaunted Wellfleets of Cape Cod or Beausoleil oysters of New Brunswick. That means these are also more expensive oysters, and expect to pay at least twice what you would for standard Gulf oysters. Farmed oysters are new in the Gulf, but they're commonplace in other areas. In fact, at some high-end oyster bars, farmed is the norm, and some connoisseurs insist on them. Well, not me. I'll always have a soft spot for the Gulf oysters I first learned to love. Generous, gregarious, just as suitable for shucking on a parade route or tailgate as at an elegant restaurant. But as these premium oysters find their place in New Orleans, they're bringing a fascinating local alternative to the table. There's a saying, from the French, naturally, that eating an oyster is like kissing the sea on the lips. For oyster lovers who are faithful to the Gulf, a different type of local oyster promises the thrill of the new without having to feel like those kisses are cheating. Get my tips on where to find these new Gulf oysters and learn more at wwno.org.